Make me whole again.
Ew. No. 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 No.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
They right could put it. They could make it into a
one. Yeah, just a nipple.
One.
Just one nipple.
Some of these girls got she's got experience.
Dude, that
bro.
One.
She's got.
Rating.
Yo, the I gotta say one more time. I know I was joking when I said like, "Am I gonna get a butt?" But that's damn close, dude. Like, she didn't. She didn't. Yo, what's her at? Someone sent me her at. Yo, the f- do you have a start for the?
You want to do the pee pee poo poo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's roll.
Okay, cool. But you gotta say, the thing.
Oh. What's up, everyone?
Oh, no.
How are you?
Never mind. Stop talking.
So glad you're here and listening this week on The Last Drop.
All right, cool. Everyone, retention just off the charts right
perfect.
There.
Perfect. All right, so we're gonna try that again. Just a little more energy. Just kind of like pretend like you want to be here. And...
Yeah.
Just, yeah, do it again. Okay.
Act like you're actually having fun.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Hey, guys.
Stop. No. The little...
What is popping? Brand new podcast just popped in.
Oh!
Whoa! Welcome back to Last Drop, everyone.
Welcome back to Last Drop. So this
Thanks
is
for
Zemi
tuning
Run.
In. Yeah, Zemi this is... Run. Yeah, I'm taking the wheel here.
Zemi, take the wheel.
Pretty much. And I'm
take
gonna be,
it from my hand.
I'm going to be driving this bitch down the road.
And off a cliff.
Yeah. But to start, we're going to like push it over to Sarby.
Oh, yeah.
Going.
Sorry.
Sarby's going to get us going, though.
I got it. I was like, Zemi,
Sarby's
Zemi
warming
me.
It up.
Zemi texted me and he was like, yo, I got some stuff for us. Can
yeah.
I run the podcast? I was like, sure. And I was like, wait, you got a pee pee poo poo? He was like, oh, I don't have a pee pee poo poo. Sometimes
that.
We got like deep dive for the pee pee poo poo. But
yeah.
I have a fun pee pee poo poo because it involves me.
Sorry, you could have just said this, yeah, submitted by some like weirdo or something.
No, because it's even funnier that it happened.
Someone
to
like
me.
Submitted this. It was,
it's funny that it happened to me because it involves your girlfriend.
Jesus.
So, well, kind of. Not directly, but a little bit.
Okay.
I had to tell her to not tell you this.
Oh, okay. Got
okay,
it.
Okay. So,
cool.
So I told you, 4th of July, I didn't do anything. Like,
yeah.
4th of July just isn't like a holiday that I talked about on the Patreon. By the way, sign up for the Patreon, $3 a month. I don't really do much on 4th of July. It's just like not my thing.
Mm-mm.
So I kind of just had like a light work day, like caught up on some things,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Went on a run around my favorite lake, which I do not want to name because
yeah.
location is important. So I go on a run, and during the run, my stomach is like bubbling. Little bubble gut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like feeling it.
Simmering.
Krabs. Yeah. And I had just had like, I had ground beef that like, it was getting like kind of close to the expiration date, but wasn't there. But I definitely was like, I don't know if I should eat it. But
we'll
then I was
spice
like,
it
fuck
up,
it.
It'll
I'm
going to
eat it.
Yeah.
So I ate the beef. A couple hours go by. Go on this run. Bubble gut hits. I'm like a mile and a half in the run. As soon as I hit 3 miles, like the pain is like kind of unbearable. Like I probably
yeah.
could have pushed through it, but I was also like, okay, I ran 3 miles, like I'm a mile away from home. Let me just like walk the rest just to like
mm-hmm.
chill
yeah.
and like deal with these stomach issues. Worst decision I could have made. Because what happens then? 1 minute after stop running, you have to shit.
Yeah.
Right fucking now.
Yeah.
So I talked to multiple people. And you'll know which lake I'm talking about here in a second. You probably
yeah.
already know which lake.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the one I normally run. So I am almost 100% sure there are no porta potties around this lake.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there are, very few.
No.
Actually, Callum, I talked to him. He said there's a bunch, which I don't think so. Next run I go around,
well,
I'm gonna document.
Is it the one that's a circle?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That one has plenty of
yeah,
porta potties.
Yeah, I was going to say the other one.
Other
no,
one?
No, I don't
not
think
very many.
I don't think so.
If not, zero at all. So, but your girlfriend actually agreed with me. She was,
yeah.
she was like, there's no
yeah,
porta
she walks. Yeah, she walks that every day.
So, like, with the distance of this place, it's like when you hit the 3 mile, like, I'm pretty much, basically what I do is I run from my, like, kind of my place
mm-hmm.
down a street that hits goes straight into the lake. You run around the lake and then I
go
run
back
and it's
street.
Almost like perfectly 4 miles.
Yeah.
So like ran down all the way around the lake. By the time I hit my 3 mile, I have like a little bit of the lake left and then
mm-hmm.
I have to like go up the stretch. It's like a
mm-hmm.
0.7 mile stretch to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I am immediately like, I really need a shit. So yeah. I'm like evaluating my options. I'm like running through. I'm like, I don't think there are any porta potties on this lake.
No.
Right? So like I'm kind of, you know, I'm walking, trying to think through, like trying to like suppress.
Maybe like panicking a little.
Yeah, definitely yeah. panicking. Yeah. So here's what happens, right? So I go up the street, and that street, along that street, pretty close, is where Zemi's girlfriend lives. With two of the way that they met, it's kind of cute actually, is two of our fraternity brothers were living in this house, and mm-hmm. then she ended up moving in when mm-hmm. she moved to Minnesota. So like we just, you know, like I know her because yeah. of that. So I look down that street and I'm like, holy shit, like they live there.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what day is it? It's fucking 4th of July. The one day
yeah.
where people would be out yep. in the middle of the fucking day and not at home. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, so I was like, fuck.
That blows.
And I also didn't want to explain to any of them like, hey, I'm about to shit my fucking pants.
Yeah.
So I look down, kind of evaluate, and I'm like, no, no way. So I start walking like away from the street.
Mm-hmm.
I had like a moment where my stomach kind of was like,
it's happening.
And me being like, oh, like either this is going to be like kind of like a little bit, not painful, but like kind of like, have you ever like kind of farted, but not really like, I don't know how to explain this. Like not much gas comes out, but like the pressure, tension in your stomach
yeah.
kind of like.
Yeah. Releasing some pressure.
Yeah, pressure. Release yeah. the pressure. So, got to that level and was like, either I shit my pants right now or like get a couple of minutes added on.
Yeah.
So, I took the risk. Didn't shit my pants. Had a couple of seconds added on to where yeah. I was like, okay, like we're Gucci.
Yeah.
Or more minutes.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, you know what? I got to Hail Mary it. I got to call Luke, one yep. of the guys that lives there.
Yep.
So I call Luke and I was like, dude, is there any chance you're home right now? And he's like, bro, I'm going to be there in like 2 or 3 minutes. And I was like,
dude, that's what Jeffrey taught us.
You God is real.
Dude, life lesson from Jeffrey. Always just knock and ask.
Yeah,
don't,
true.
Don't stand there and shit your pants.
Exactly. So I called and he said that and I was like, dude, you're going to hate me, but like, can I please shit in your bathroom? Because if I don't, it's gonna happen.
I can't make it home.
Genuinely, I was like kind of debating like where is the best place to shit my pants.
You're like looking around.
Here's the thing. I also knew it was not gonna be like solid. It was gonna it was coming out liquid, which means like I can't just shit my pants and kind of like stomach it and like
yeah.
contain it, you know, like it would have like ran down my leg. I would have to stand on like the main road, two of the main roads that I had, and walk by people.
Yeah,
right, because it's busy on the yes. you know where I'm talking yes. like it's busy on that shit, just shit on my like I was like, how do I do this and minimize the damage?
Yeah,
like genuinely debating dipping into an alley and like shitting in an alley.
To be so like to be in the state, the mental state of in broad daylight, where can I shit? You have to like cross some thresholds to get there for sure. You are ready to burst. You are ready to burst.
The crazy thing too is like that area where I was like, If it doesn't happen, like if I don't figure this out, it's gonna happen in this like area. It's like kind of a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, it is.
Like
yeah.
close to that lake.
Yeah.
Like, just like kids like, sweaty mommy, little... mommy, can I go play basketball? It's like, sure thing, honey. The kid like goes out in the backyard and there's me just fucking squatted
just
down.
Painting the fence.
Shitting. Which is also a problem. Like I would feel so bad if I had to shit somewhere. Like,
and your dog like shits in someone's lawn. You like ask him for a bag. You're like, oh yeah, can I borrow a bag quick? My
shit.
You don't have a dog. Yeah.
Where's your dog, sir? It
ran away. Died.
God.
Yeah. I'll still take the bag.
Imploded. But yeah, yep. I still need. There's still shit there. But it wouldn't have been solid either. So it's like that cleanup is not. I would be like, can I get a hose?
I need
a hose
washer.
Down your.
Can you hose me down too? Feel good.
Meanwhile, there's like shit dribbling yeah. down my leg. Anyways, That's how dire the situation was, guys. Like, it's not, I'm not exaggerating at all.
Phone a friend.
I genuinely was like, holy fuck, I'm going to shit my pants. This is
need
not.
Need to phone a friend.
So Luke was like, yeah, dude, just like head over there. I'll bolt out of the car. And mm-hmm. so like they saved me. Like they
That's amazing.
Immediately got out, like unlocked the door, got me into the bathroom. And then it was just kind of like an awkward like 5 minutes where like they knew I was shitting. So like kind of had like Luke was like, yeah, can you just like make sure to Febreze afterwards? But then also I felt bad, and like hindsight, this probably like made them even more disgusted because of like the situation, but like it was genuine. So I had just finished a run.
Yeah.
I was sweaty as fuck.
Yeah.
So I sit down on their toilet, do terrible things to that toilet, and like get up. Everything's fine. Like it all got in.
Yeah.
But I look at the toilet seat and it is drenched in sweat.
Some of that sweat was probably from you just pushing it out too.
I was there for kind of a long time. I'm not going to lie. I was like sitting there for at least a good 5 minutes. Like,
it's amazing.
Dispelling the demons.
Yeah.
So I like flushed once and then like washed my hands and then came out. I was like, hey, do you guys have like disinfectant wipes? Because like I would feel so bad leaving your toilet there where like I just sweat
pooling on it.
Yeah. Like, and I'm a sweater. Like you can probably see right now.
If you watch on YouTube, you know that.
Oh yeah. I hate when I like wear a shirt that like just shows more of my sweat and people like, or like a video goes viral and like there's one. Oh, it was the Prime video. The video of you trying the, if you look on our,
I was looking through those comments today, weirdly enough.
Oh really? Yeah. Didn't you see a couple that were like, bro,
I didn't get that far.
Oh really? There's tons of them where people are just like, bro, like, have you ever tried deodorant? I'm like, yes, I have. Fucking like, doesn't work. I'm sweaty boy. Yeah, dude. Imagine that. But my ass. On
swass
on this toilet seat. And so I came out and I asked that like innocently, like, hey, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to like you guys do this favor for me. And then there's sweat. Yeah. And then I kind of like Luke and I made eye contact. He's like, oh, he thinks I shit on his toilet. Like I left some dirty fucking marks.
Why didn't you just use like toilet paper and like wipe it off?
Because I mean, I could, but like it wouldn't be disinfected. Like that's what I was going for is like, dude, I just not only destroyed your toilet. Oh, it smelled terrible, by the way. Luke walked by and was like, whoa. Holy fuck. He was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
I'm so sorry.
I wasn't kidding. I was not kidding.
I Febreze the fuck out of it. But yeah, I just realized, I was like, oh, he probably thinks I shit on the toilet.
No.
I promise I didn't. Like, I would tell you guys if I shit on this toilet and fucked it up. Like, I didn't do that.
No, I believe you.
I genuinely was like, I should clean up after myself because I'm a dirty, dirty boy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad
they saved
you didn't
me. And I was
poop
like,
in some old lady's yard.
So, yeah. And that is also his girlfriend's toilet. So
yeah,
I'm sure you have done some terrible things to that bathroom, but I guarantee you
nothing
compared to what I
should just get a replacement. You crack the bowl.
So that's my poo poo boy story. I didn't shit myself, but it was like, if Luke was like, we're like an hour away.
Yeah.
I would have been like, yeah. So, it's happening.
Now, got to inform all the friends where if they get that phone call from you. Actually, man, I'm out of town. Like, sorry.
Yo, we need more stories of Sarby shitting his pants as if there isn't enough already.
Yeah.
So like next time.
A couple isn't enough.
You
I
know
guess.
What one of the things that like ran through my head?
Yeah.
Was if I go back to the lake and just get into the lake.
You shit there.
And shit there. At least there's like the cover up.
Yeah.
Where like, oh, haha, I'm just swimming.
Yeah. You would have had to gone to the other one though. I don't think.
That lake's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
But I would not have made it. Guaranteed. Would not have made it to the other lake. I would have had
that
to
lake's
be
like cleaner though and has beaches.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. You're totally right. But I genuinely was like, like that was probably my go-to after.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm going to get in this lake just and just cannonball. Like. Get syphilis while I shit my pants.
Yeah. Get some fucking weird algae disease.
Yeah. I mean, people go in that lake, so.
Yeah, it's just like the edges. Like, there's no beaches on it. And then, like, the shores are just kind
of
like.
It is a little bit of a gross lake. But I see people in it, so.
Yeah, in like the middle and stuff.
People always jump off that little bridge on it.
Yeah.
Like, I always see like kids doing it, and I'm like, well, okay, that's fun, but I. For some reason, I just feel like I would get hurt doing it somehow.
It looks so fun.
Have you ever gone cliff jumping?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
I couldn't like get myself to do like...
There was like a quarry that we knew about that had...
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, but has to be probably the dirtiest. Like everyone afterwards got super sick. Like it's just cesspool.
You know, didn't that thing happen in Lake Minnetonka where like...
During the 4th of July.
Yeah, there was like a 4th of July boat party and someone like shit in the water and then everyone got sick? Well, wasn't it E. coli?
What happens is... People go to Big Island and everyone parks there. And it's just layers of boats like from the island out and people just piss in the water. And it like there's so many people. Like,
That's kind of fucking funny. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So.
It's not good.
Yeah. I don't even know if I even got like, I mean, it's not like an invite thing, but you like have to have a boat. But,
yeah.
Like, I never got like offered to go out there, but. I don't think I would just knowing that alone.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, can't swim. Like, don't want to do that because it's like a
potential diseases.
Yeah, it's just like a fucking porta potty.
Yeah. Does not sound fun. Anyways, that was my poopy boy story.
Well, I'm just saying I'm happy you didn't.
Thank you.
Your pants. Yeah.
Thank you.
It would have made for
I appreciate that.
I'm kind of, I will say it's not very viral marketer of you to. Not shit yourself.
This would be a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have made content out of it, written it off.
I got to save it for when I'm making out with girls.
You could have found a girl to make out with.
Someone please make out with me. Please make out with me.
I got one in the chamber. Make out with me.
So we got a report that, like, police shows up. So we got a report that some weird guy who, like, shit his pants is trying
get a call like, can you post my bail? You won't believe it. It'll be so funny for the podcast. It'll be so good for the podcast, dude.
What is that? Like public, probably like public disturbance. Or what is that one?
Public indecency?
No, not indecency. Can you?
Public
if
doing
you just
bad.
Shit. No, if you just shit yourself in public, you can't get knocked for public indecency.
I haven't done it to try it, so
we
I don't.
Should. Get this to 1,000 likes, and Zemi and I will shit our pants in public and see if we get arrested.
I don't know what would happen, but, you know, again, just maybe something not worth finding out, you know.
Not with that attitude.
Keep it within your household.
Once again, not with that attitude.
No, it will not happen with my kind of attitude. So,
anyways, Zemi, where are we
we'll
going?
Let's just start with how I wanted to start this was with the fucking...
Us kissing.
Well, that was after the kissing.
Oh, okay.
After the sick makeout session.
Well, kissing is on the Patreon.
Yeah. So subscribe to that. And you can just see me and Sarby Mac for like 10 minutes. We are going in. Yeah. A lot of that. ASMR kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Super cool.
You guys like that ASMR? Let me know in the comments.
But no, so after that, I was going to bring in a little surprise for us, a little treat, and we were going to wish Grimace a happy birthday with some Grimace milkshakes from McDonald's. But then I found out, like, literally this morning that they stopped making them because his birthday is, like, over.
Yeah.
Like, 2 days ago or something.
Yeah, still butthurt.
So butthurt.
Still butthurt. I, like, didn't hear about that until way late because I've just not been attached to TikTok at all. Like, TikTok has been not my thing for a while. Like, very much focused on YouTube and that. Nobody was talking about that shit on YouTube. But
very wild. But instead, I also with this, I have actually for some reason somehow have been more on top of this trend than Sarby. So I thought we could watch kind of like how I described it to Sarby. This is, I would say, the end game of Grimace. Grimace TikTok videos.
Okay,
it's phenomenal. It encompasses a lot.
Are you screen recording?
Let me get on that.
Yeah, hit that screen record, bussy daddy. Dude, I've been adding bussy at the
one,
end.
One, it's the CEO of McDonald's, and we just want to say
we have been overwhelmed
with the amount of love you guys have given the Grimace Shake. Happy birthday, Grimace!
so weird.
Hello, my lord. I hope you've enjoyed the sacrifices we've given you on your birthday.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And though the souls of your victims may have satiated your hunger, they have not satiated mine. Feed me, my lord. Make me whole again.
Ew. No. 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 No.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
Only at McDonald's.
No. Isn't that foul? The perfect bow to like the end of this whole thing now that they are no longer.
Oh, that man, I love Brandon, dude. He has that was one of the guys I was pissed I never met in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is just so funny, bro.
Yes.
Like, that is so
it hits like the content G spot.
Oh yeah.
Like, objectively funny. Also, like, I love that he used other people's, like, he incorporated the trend.
Yeah.
And finally, like, that itself felt like a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it there was layers to that.
That was, like, a cherry on top of the Grimace trend. I love that.
Cherry on top of the shake.
That was perfect. I've always said, like, OG, like, people who are still around from the Vine days who still make videos,
mm-hmm.
like, I think Vine brought out some of, like, the best creators. Like, the mm-hmm. thing about TikTok is it's so easy to hop on a trend
yeah.
that, like, some of the biggest creators or, like, you know, TikTokers, like, mm-hmm. aren't necessarily, like, good creators mm-hmm. because, like, on Vine, you had to literally come up with, like, skits yeah. and funny videos. And, like, that is perfect of, like,
yes.
hey, here's this broad trend. Here's mm-hmm. this, like, the Grimace trend,
yes.
which was already creative. Mm-hmm. He took it and made it even more creative.
Exactly.
That is so impressive.
So amazing.
Oh. That was thank you for showing me that.
You're welcome.
That was,
You're
that,
welcome. So that, I think that suffices to having.
Oh yeah.
Not being able to have some shakes to try ourselves. Yeah. So
I wanted to do the Grimace trend. Like I told mm-hmm. you my idea. I thought it was so funny. Like, but mm-hmm. it just was a lot of prep, and I my time is so spread right now that I was like, there's no way I could do that. Also, I think like when I came up with the idea, it was like July 1st, which apparently was when they
yeah I think it was July that they stopped. I'm not quite sure.
I probably could have figured out a way to fake it, but I wanted to do a like same thing, but like when it flipped, like having white pants on and then like a purple stain,
yeah,
like right in my ass crack, so it looked like I shit purple from it, or like I don't know,
or you just took it from Grimace,
yeah. you
Grimace,
know,
yeah.
Which is like, hey, yo, Grimace kind of.
Well, with that purple shirt, thick. I'm sure he'd see you and he'd be like,
This is all subliminal message.
Not going to help you.
Subliminal. Subliminal.
Submarine.
Submarine. Ocean Gate.
Oh my
McDonald's
God.
Caused Ocean Gate? Not clickbait.
Grimace shit causes... Oh my God. I'm sure there was one where someone like took a sip of the Grimace shake and was just like cut to someone just like kadoosh.
That's so terrible.
It's probably happened.
Absolutely. There's no way. Happened. That is an incredible like mix of memes.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. He did a great job with that one.
Yeah. Anyways.
So we're moving. All right. So now we're gonna move. I got like
I love
like,
this.
Like leading
Take me on
like,
the Zemi
like,
ride.
Like headers. So
I love riding Zemi.
In the news. We're going to cover some politics quick.
Aww.
We're not. It's not politics. It's just in the news. Okay. You've seen the biggest, baddest thing to pop out of Vegas, right? Think about it.
Biggest, baddest thing to pop out of Vegas?
Yeah. They got a big fucking orb now. Like a massive dome that lights up. And it's like an orb. Have you seen it?
What are we talking about here?
Like you're confused, but I'm going to show you the picture and you're going to be like, that's literally what it is.
Big orb. Okay.
It is, I don't know what the name of it is. It's a MSG, it's the MSG Madison, I think stands for Madison Square Garden. The Madison Square Garden Sphere.
I've not heard about this. Isn't Madison Square Garden in New
York?
Yes,
yes. It just says it's the MSG Sphere, and that's the only acronym I know for MSG. But, so well, here
MSG,
it is.
It's in food.
It is quite literally like a sphere the size of a fucking building that they have built.
That's the size of a building?
It's, yes. Well, that lives in Vegas. And it's a screen. It's a 360 outside.
That's a screen?
That's a screen.
Oh, wait. Like, there's screens all around it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And so it has the American flag on it?
So, 4th of July. So that they just, like, did the thing. So keep scrolling.
Okay.
So imagine you're, like, walking through Vegas and, like, this thing's there. You can, like, see it. Like, it's like a skyline sort of,
yeah,
like, sizing.
Yeah.
You'll get to a picture where you're going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, there's an Earth.
Nope, not the Earth. That'd be, but again, walk out of a casino, there's a fucking Earth sitting there.
Oh no, what am I scrolling into? Oh, an eye? That's kind
of
sick.
Dude, imagine you walk out of like the MGM Grand Casino, just plastered, and you look down fucking the street, and there's just a massive eye staring at you.
That is insane. That looks so real too?
Yeah. Or like the Eye of Sauron is just on fire and you're just like, oh my God, excuse me.
You world could is fuck with some people, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, dude, low key, I thought it was going to be like sexual.
No. I mean,
is there another one? Was that what I was supposed to scroll to?
Yeah, that was the coolest one. But so they built this. It cost like $2.8 billion. Just, it's a concert venue as well. So on the inside, you can have
$2.8 billion?
Yes.
Bro,
I know, it's a concert venue inside that sits like 18,000 people. So there's
it's a literal building.
Yeah,
with,
that's a sphere.
Is this new?
It just yeah. It,
okay, I was gonna yeah. say I was like, there's no fucking way. Like yeah. I was like, I didn't see this when I was in Vegas.
No,
like,
no, this is okay. brand new. This is okay. brand spanking new.
Damn.
And like,
there's world hunger, but let's build a $2.8 billion eyeball.
Yeah, and they're. There's going to be so many memes coming out of this. I already know. Just
when did this drop?
When did the ball drop? I don't know. I think I just started seeing it like right at the like July 1st-ish.
This was literally published like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 7th. This was published 2 days ago.
There's another, I mean, there's another video I want to show you about it that's really cool.
It's already screen recording. There's an infinite amount of possibility. I thought it was going to be like, yo, they decided to just like throw up a testicle.
Look at that. Like, you're driving down the road.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. What if it was, like they've done, like, the moon. They've done it as, like, a pattern of the moon.
Isn't there, like, a end of day, like block the sun or something like that?
Oh,
or
summer solstice. Or, like, eclipse?
No, isn't there, like, I thought it was, like, in the Bible, but isn't there, like, an end of day, like, or maybe I'm thinking, like, trumpets in the sky. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Or, like, imagine if, like, oh, hey, let's just, like, put, like, a UFO.
Yeah, they could do that. They could
that would
do that.
Be crazy.
They could literally have it be, like, almost, like, match the background. Like, it could match the sky behind it and then just do, like, a UFO.
Yeah.
And you're driving, like.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just, like,
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or just, you know, something like that.
Wait, that is kind of crazy. Like,
just the creative opportunities for that.
Yeah.
Are going to go nuts.
No, that is, like, yeah, I wonder if they do have that ability. What is that, like, didn't they make an invisible car that, like, wasn't really invisible, just, like, took images from, like, whatever's behind it and then displayed it? So, like,
it's like a mirror.
Not a mirror necessarily, but just, like, oh, hey, like, it's just seeing whatever you would see if you could see through this car, but then displaying it on the other. Like, you could tell, like, it wasn't.
Something was
invisible,
off.
But like, this is crazy. Like, that literally looks like a ball in the
middle of like the city, the size of like a building.
They need to like build more exposure around this. Cause if I went to Vegas and I saw this, I would be like, yo, are y'all seeing this shit? Like,
yeah, you roll out of the casino, you just didn't even like, somehow haven't seen it yet. And you're just like, that's the Eye of Sauron. What's What's going on?
Why is that basketball so big? What happened?
There's a thing on fire right there. It's we should.
The marketing cape. That is actually this is like a crazy billboard.
Yeah,
they'll probably make all that $2.8 billion back just off of advertising on this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and you can like, it's like, have you seen the billboards that like bend around corners and there's just really cool ways you can
What is the funniest thing you could market on this?
Oh my god!
Like I'm trying to think, like what is, like you got to think like there some strip clubs in Vegas are gonna be like, yo, let's just like make it look like this woman is pole dancing in the middle of the sky.
Yeah.
High key, bro. If I saw that shit, I'd be like, I have to give you my money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the strip clubs, all of the casinos. I mean, then they have lots of sports teams now. They have the Raiders. They have a basketball team, I think. It's just, and it's its own venue. So like, I don't, and like, it doesn't make like, why? Like, it's Vegas.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
That's genius. Like, they'll make so much fucking money off of that.
It feels like, it's almost feels like one of those ideas where like, guys, like, what if, hear me out. We do this. And they actually did it.
It's like if all the billionaire whatever like got in a smoke circle and they're like, guys, so like, what if we had a building, right? But the entire building was marketing.
A building for marketing with no corners.
It's like a building, but a billboard. A building.
A sphere.
Building board.
Building boards to make sphere. Incredible.
Hey, you know what? I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, I do too.
I want to see it in action. That's sick.
The video.
That's
like,
way cooler than that stupid fucking fountain. They're always like, look at, yeah, we can make it. Damn. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Show me some titties.
You can. Just big. Just.
They
right
could
on
put
there.
Titties. They could make it into a titty.
One. Yeah, just a nipple.
One titty.
Just one nipple.
Breast cancer awareness.
You just get out of your hotel like after just, you know, fucking hot box in the bathroom. You just get out and you're like, guys, I know sometimes I go a little overboard, but there's a massive boob at the end of the street. A massive titty right there.
Yo, am I just
swear high? To God. Or you like look out your fucking window, like you have like a skyline view and you're just like, whoa.
Guys, you seen this shit?
I'm seeing a single boob and I'm pretty bricked.
I'm fucking bricked up, brother. Have you ever jacked off to the MSG sphere?
Oh my god.
I need a Pornhub advertisement on that shit.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
Yo, Rebecca.
Yes. Yes.
Run it up, honey.
Even just Pornhub.
Put that double anal fucking.
Oh my.
Just on fucking display for Las Vegas Strip. Just fucking.
So, I don't know how, but someone has to hack into it and just play like something foul. Something so wrong, raunchy.
It's like when kids would hack the smart board.
Yeah. Yeah.
At
yeah.
school.
Kids who know how to hack the smart board at school are just like,
please, bro, that would be so funny. Yeah. That is like, I almost would like, if I own that building, I would almost like make that happen intentionally.
Yeah.
Because the marketing on that would go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
If it was just like,
the fines would pay for itself.
Yo, if you came to Vegas to see tits, look at this.
Yeah, you'd be able to pay off those fines easy.
Oh,
that'd be worth it.
Done.
So worth it.
Well, is it? Oh no, we got hacked. Like quirky.
Fuck.
My bad. Hey, yo, Timmy, good job.
Here's the password. Now burn it,
dude. We'll keep going on the train. I just, that reminded me, bring up all the strip clubs. My fucking mom texted me, and I don't know. I should get the details, but I just used it as a way to like fucking be like, what the fuck. My mom was like, is it true that at a strip club, if the strippers are nude, there's no alcohol? She's like texting me that out of the blue. My mom. And I had to be like kind of a little bitch. I was like, I have no clue. I've never been to a strip club.
Also, like, why not just like Google?
Dude, my mom, I swear to God, she'll like, how does Snapchat work?
Send her a link, just Google.com.
Well, I love that she sent it to me, like, yeah, expecting me to, like, yeah, know the answer. And I was like, Mom, who do you think I am? Like, yeah, I don't have to pay to see boobs. Yeah. I literally said that. I was like, if I want to see boobs, I'll just talk to girls. Yeah. And my mom's like, I don't need to know that. Stop. Like,
I shouldn't have asked. Exactly. Never mind. Never mind. Sorry.
No, that's like the experience I want my mom to have is like, why did I just ask my son this? Because yeah, I know I would have gotten a stupid answer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. 100%. You can't expect a good answer out of that one.
Play stupid games, get stupid prizes, Kathy.
100%. 100%.
Anyways.
That's all right.
Anything else about the sphere?
No, that was it. It I just love exists. That. Yeah. It exists now. So
cool.
We're gonna see you guys are gonna see a lot more of it. It's gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be on the podcast.
Yo, fucking let's find the email of the guy that's like put in charge of display and be like, I want tits.
So this, but with boobs.
This, I'm seeing tits on the strip. I want to see it on a big, you know, on the fucking
dude. A guy just helicoptering his dick on the massive screen.
Yo, what's one of those like the oh, like one of those, you know, like said oh the when people are like, yo, what's her at? And they're like, oh, I found it. It's at, and then it's like two naked dudes making out or something. Like, I want that. I need, oh, they could play some insane April Fool's shit.
Oh my God,
insane, yes. Insane April Fool's
shit. With the UFOs, that'd be a good April Fool's thing.
Oh yeah.
Or I'm thinking of something where it's
like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that would be insane marketing.
Yeah.
Like just like a Godzilla in the, dude. Yeah. There's or so much, something I actually on like fire. It.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like it too. I just like it. You'll see videos of it and stuff like later or whatever, but yeah, it's just it mind blowing. The like I said before, the video of like the people driving down the street and the big ass basketball. I'm like, whoa, this is real deal. This is,
yeah,
like all the sky views are kind of like, yeah, I get it, but like on the ground seeing something that big that's just not a TV screen, mind blowing.
Fucks with me. All right, what else do we got? What else has Zem Daddy brought to the party?
So I wanted to, okay, so I'm on Twitter a lot, obviously. It's just like my thing. I'm not watching porn.
Team
actually.
Threads.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag Team Threads.
Team Twitter only for porn.
Yeah. But I have lots of favorite accounts on there. And one of the ones that I found is kind of like I like to call this section like it's like the B filler. Like this is your drama for the podcast. Ooh. But so I found this Twitter page and it's been making me laugh so fucking hard. It is a Mount St. Helens Twitter page.
Sorry, what?
Mount St. Helens. It is the mountain's Twitter page.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay,
you have to read it in with the thought that Mount St. Helens is a person, okay, and a mountain and has a phone and they are tweeting. Right when I opened it. Perfect. So, well, let me screen record. So the pinned tweet, just, you know, right off the bat, I'll let you roll with that one. Just right off the bat.
Oh.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, believe it or not.
Yo, that is tip of the iceberg with a bean.
Yeah. But so what makes this account so funny is that it does shit like that, but then they also throw shade at like Mount Rainier.
Yes. Okay. I've seen Twitter accounts, yes, that do this.
So just like, so like the it just acts like a mountain is a person. So, and it has beef with other mountains.
For audio listeners, the pinned tweet is I have many caverns, and then it's just straight up like a cavern that looks like a pussy. Yeah. Like
it's a glacier that just happened to melt and
just if your face was in between her legs, this is, yep, a good sight.
Yeah.
That's,
yep,
that's crazy.
You're right in front, in plain sight right there.
I made,
read the next few ones.
I made a Threads and then it's them quote tweeting Wendy's. It was like, crazy, if you write asterisks, it blocks it. And then they said, you're a bitch, Wendy.
Yeah.
No, it still works. This is how every brand should be running their social media, yes, right now. 100%.
It's so funny. And then, like, there's a bunch of tweets where they're just, like, shitting on Mount Rainier. Like, for no reason. Just, like, you're a bitch mountain. It kills me every time. There's a, I think the best one, I'll try to find it, but I think the best one is there's like a video they made about like about Mount St. Helens exploding and Mount Rainier not being able to do that.
Mount Olympus Mars, the tallest mountain in the solar system. They quote tweet it with, but can it blow like me?
Just infinite jokes.
I love shit like that. Like, I genuinely think if I had to like quit everything I was doing and go do something else, I would try to convince brands to let me run a Twitter like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, find a brand that's pretty big and doesn't have like a decent social media presence, but like kind of understands it and just be like.
But the one that I loved was what I was saying before. It's like a video. It's just like a shitting on Mount Rainier montage.
Just wait. I'm so sorry. You were so close to a good one. It's a picture of Lake Michigan.
Oh, my God.
You ever realize at Lake Michigan 13 is shaped like the little dick that it is?
Just calling out random, like, just not, it's perfect. It's so perfect. It gets me every time.
That's so good, dude. I love like that there's someone's job is to come in every day and sit there and be like, which fucking
natural
piece of nature can I fucking make fun of today?
Who's getting the smoke today? But they're good. And then they have to sit there and follow like these national park pages of of other, you know, of like from other states and stuff.
It's like a picture of another mountain and some shit, and they're like, it's so beautiful, and then they're like two bitches in one pic.
Yeah. any natural phenomenon. They're just like, fuck you. Even if you're in outer space, you're not safe from them, apparently.
That's Yeah. If you're on Mars, fucking Mount St. Helens is coming for your ass.
Still giving you the hands.
Oh, someone posting a time lapse of the mountain and them going, I'm a grower, not a shower these days. Fuck, man. I would pay such good money to like talk to the person that runs this account.
It'd be so much fun.
Oh, like this is like.
You found one.
I'm guessing this is when all the Ukraine shit was happening, but they posted, send Putin to my asshole.
they make the asshole reference a lot.
I love it.
Yeah. I can't argue with that one.
What is this map show? It's like all the like big lakes, the Great Lakes or whatever. Yep. Irrelevant puddles. I love it, man. This is fucking sick.
It's my favorite page right now. It's just so good.
Oh, your girlfriend just texted, how's the podcast?
Oh, it's going well.
Should I text her and be like, something mean? No, whatever.
Oh, God.
None of your business.
Shut up. I remember I asked you earlier if you've heard of, maybe this was on the first drop, but about hot dog eating contests.
Yes, that was the first drop.
Not familiar with those, but are you familiar with weenie bite competitions?
Yeah, because I'm just so ingrained in the weenie biting community.
In the hot dog community, the glizzy.
No, dude, the weenie biting.
The glizzy community. Group.
Weenie biting.
So you have
that
not.
That sounds like a really kinky, not kinky, like masochist, like, oh yeah, bite my wiener. Ugh. You know, when I
which,
said that.
And up. Like, and no, but yes. Like, there is that to it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I was scrolling. My Twitter or my Instagram reels are just just bizarre.
Nice. That's
they're just,
even better, though.
They're just a horrible. It's like a cesspool when I go in there. It's just the worst content of all
as
time.
As it should be, though. You know?
Like, it's radioactive. But I saw this video of two fierce competitors competing in the weenie biting contest.
Yeah.
And I scroll past it, and then I thought, wait, I'm not just seeing like a goofy like thing. This is a sport. This is more than what I'm entailing, and I'm gonna have you.
God, I want to be a professional weedy biter.
I'm gonna have you watch it with me.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Will this make me hard?
It will.
Okay, good. Oh,
this is
okay. That was a good hook.
Weenie biting.
Oh, they're not going that fast.
Well, they're trying to bite it off.
Okay, they look like they're going halfway decent speed. Bro, we have to do this.
Did you see that last one?
No. I'm so sorry. I missed it.
Oh.
Did she like kind of like...
She fully... Like,
oh, is that the point of it? So it's not to bite, it's to.
I don't know. Because if it was.
We got to watch that one more time.
Because if the point of it was to.
Oh, here, we'll turn it on audio.
If the point of it was to bite, I think at that moment she would have bit it.
Oh, and but, why else would they put the mustard on to like be able to keep track of like how much they sucked off?
Yeah. But that girl could have easily bit it, and she did not. It was. We gotta wait for it.
All right, guys. Oh, that girl looked like she was but. Oh, yeah. Oh no, she bit it.
She did.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she bit it. Hold on, after this. Oh wait. Oh yeah, she bit it too.
Okay.
That's crazy. Wait. Here, we could. You know,
well,
one
like,
of the cool
like
things
I said it. But what I was thinking, you know how you were saying like, oh, it's like,
can we screen record a screen recording?
It's a weenie. It's like a weedy biting content.
Screen recordception.
It's like a, oh, like it's like choking on dick something. It's like kind of like it. There's a aspect to it where they're kind of trying to deep throat these fucking hot dogs.
Okay, wait. Hold on. So this is like the coolest part about, so you can zoom in.
Oh.
She bit it. Yeah, she bit it.
Okay, she bit it. But I think part of it has to be how deep do you, like, how thick of a chunk can you take out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you are biting it, but I'm sure it is, too. Like, there's got to be a reason why they put, like, mustard on it.
Yeah.
My biggest question, how the fuck did they come up with this? Like, how are they like, okay, so this is what we're going to do.
This was whoever came up with it, this is a group of guys, for sure. This group of men just, all right, it would be sick.
Well, there is a dude that participates in it, too.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
I think the funniest part...
But watch how the dude goes at it.
Oh, shoot, I forgot.
Like, watch how this dude goes at it. He's going from the side.
Oh, he has no experience.
He's going from the side.
He has no experience.
He's trying to bite from the side.
My man has
which
never...
Which I think is cheating.
Yo, he's straight as fuck, though. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's never had to... He's never taken a...
No.
A phallus... Phallic? Phallus. Phallic. Phallic?
Phallic.
Penis-shaped object.
Yeah.
He's never had to pull one in his mouth. So, clearly, he's straight.
Yeah. This is...
Some of these girls got she's got experience.
Dude, that
bro.
One...
She's got...
I gotta
say it one more time.
Joey Chestnut right there.
I know I was joking when I said, like, am I gonna get a boner? But that's damn close, dude. Like, she fucking... Yo, what's her at? Someone sent me her.
I gotta call her.
This is the perfect, like, I should call her meme. I was gonna say, though, did you notice that it had a Harley Davidson sign in the background? So you gotta assume, like, with the motorcycles, probably was, like...
These are actual competitions at events, and
Wait, did that come from like an account?
No, I didn't even look at that. What I just did is I did some Googling, and I found a PDF that lays out the general rules for weenie biting competitions.
Yes! Oh. Give me those weenie biting fucking...
So, I want to have you read through it.
I also give girls rules when we engage in
weenie
biting.
So,
that makes sense.
Let me screen record this.
Okay, bet.
So I found the rule
book. Are you reading them? You probably don't have to screen record if you're reading them.
Okay.
Maybe just send it to me and I can screenshot some in if it's worth it. But
okay.
If you're reading, it's like.
And there, it was interesting.
Breaking your like,
Easy Riders. It's like this Easy Riders rodeo competition rules. So like this company puts on
rodeo. This is what Evan was signing up for.
Yes, yes.
Shout out Patreon podcast. You know what we're talking about.
It was all right. And then there's a diagram with this. Like this is like rules and diagrams.
This is like it has to be like this is like far this is off like a the ground. Ground.
The rules aren't like that long, but like for other things. But like there's a section for weenie bite.
That's so funny. Like somebody had to like make that into a PDF. Yeah. Like that was their job.
They're writing it out.
That's crazy.
All right. The objective. Oh, I gotta fucking
turn it sideways.
So and I think there might be a flaw in the rules because first, so like the objective. It says object. I feel like we should say objective. All finalists, each with a female passenger on the two-wheeled motorcycle, will ride. One at a time under a scaffold from which will hang a hot dog covered with mustard. So in that video, we saw guys doing it. I think it was just
one singular guy.
One guy, which I think he must have been doing it for fun because in the weenie bite rules, has to be a female passenger.
So I think moral of the story is that guy gets no bitches.
It may be, or he's just confident. He bites wieners and still gets bitches.
True,
but he wasn't a registered contender. He can't be.
He was doing fun.
All finalists, each with a female passenger.
He also had a motocross bike.
Yeah, it's
clearly Harley Davidson.
It said passenger on two wheeled motorcycles, so maybe that was a dirt bike. So
fair. Also well, maybe just, I mean two wheeled, so should apply.
But it says two wheeled motorcycles.
That is a two wheeled motorcycle.
Are dirt bikes considered motorcycles?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay, Well, definitely. He's good on that one, but no. Definitely. Dude, you can't compete. Right. The passenger.
It's really sexist. No, just
yes, but also, like, who do you think made this? who do you think made this event? Are we surprised at all? What kind of people do we think made this event?
Bro, how can we get girls to like suck something off without
it being like my dick? But, like, maybe my dick afterwards.
They saw through the popsicles.
the cucumbers doesn't... They dice them up. But... Okay.
Wait, guys. I have an idea. So, if we hang a hot dog...
This is great. This will be great.
Oh, yeah. For any of our audio listeners, sorry. You guys are probably like, what the fuck? This is definitely a visual podcast for sure. Yeah. So Spotify,
but
YouTube.
I'll walk through the rules and it lays out the...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like it says, under a scaffold from which a hot dog will hang covered with mustard. So this is a hot dog hanging from like a pole attached to a string. And it's like the string has a fork on the end that the hot dog is stuck into the long way.
Yeah.
So you can easily slide it down your throat. Each contestant will be allowed two runs. Oh, I skipped a line. The passenger may stand on the pegs and attempt to bike off.
Did you say pegs?
Yeah.
Pegging?
The passenger may stand on the pegs and attempt to bite. Okay, there is so many spelling errors in this.
I'm sure when the guy was making, he's like, they are not going to care.
half drunk, like, God damn it, I have to write this up. The passenger may stand on the pegs and attempt to bite off a portion of the weenie. Each contestant will be allowed two runs and will be scored by the amount of meat bitten off. The portion of the weenie that is bitten off must be bitten from the bottom of the weenie and not come from the side of the weenie. So again,
so
you can't go from the side. You have to go down your throat.
That's
and
so
take a bite.
Funny. They were like straight up like...
Yeah. We want to see girls deep throat things. We want to see deep throat.
You know what, bro? I respect the hustle.
We want to see girls suck anything but our dicks. Fuck yeah. All right. Continuing. Can't bite from the side of the weenie. Okay. The largest bite of the contestants, two runs, is the bite that'll count. So you get two tries to get the biggest bite. Okay. Or just try it at all. This event is awarded first through fourth place. First place having bitten off the largest portion. Second place, next largest, etc. In the event of a runoff, no runoff score will affect the standing of the previous declared winner. That didn't make sense to me, but that's the rule.
Are there any like other, like this just kind of seems like the standings of it. I want to know, like, is there any like extra information that gives us insight on
Conditions and disqualifications.
Okay, this
here
is
we go.
What I was looking for.
So the scaffolding, so like what the weenie hangs from, has to be 10 feet in front of, or like, yeah, in front of the start line. So it's like the start line, 10 feet. That's where the pole. That's where the pole hangs that the weenie's hanging from.
Okay.
Neither the passenger nor the driver may touch the weenie with his or her hands.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
That's fair. That was very visual from the video.
That one made sense.
Yeah.
Don't use hands. Like,
if she's a pro, she don't need hands.
Yeah, exactly.
She got that heat tracking.
Both. That was so bad. Holy shit. Heat guided missile. Oh my god.
Schmeet guided missile.
Literally. Sorry, he's on the floor. Oh my god. Schmeet guided missile. Oh my god.
I'm taking away my mic privileges.
We'll keep rolling through the conditions and disqualifications. We haven't gotten any disqualifications. These all have just been conditions. Okay. Can't touch the ground while you're driving, so you can't just pull up, stop, and, you know, post up and let the person
That's
go.
Fair.
Passenger may not pull the weenie off the string, must be bitten off. So you can't just bite down and then, like, keep driving and have it, like, come off and be like, I got the whole thing.
You gotta stop.
It has to be, like, what you get down your throat and bite, and then I think you probably have to like spit it out is kind of like the that's probably like the tough part.
Well, I'm sure you're disqualified if you swallow it.
Yeah,
because like how are they going to measure it?
Yeah,
unless you pull trig.
You could do some math, but no.
Math. But like, they could measure the weenie before, before and after weenie.
But aren't spitters quitters? So like, what?
Facts. We are in a dilemma.
Yeah, that this is not. I don't know.
That didn't look like a quitting sport to me.
Yeah, I feel like if you were to somehow pull it, like, throat it, bite down enough so it rips off and you guzzle, that's, like,
extra points.
You get something.
Yeah, that should be extra.
You win.
That's
a perfect score. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be, like,
has gotten a perfect score, like, able to, like, pull the whole, like, mouth around the fork,
maybe.
Holding it, and that's crazy.
I
would pay so good money to see someone do that.
Yeah,
not even in like a sexual way, but in a, like, that's impressive as
just
fuck.
Like, whoosh,
I don't know who you're married to, but
yeah,
homie's living good.
Yeah, like good life. Okay, passenger may not stand on the seat or the saddlebag, only the pegs. The tires of the motorcycle may not go out of bounds areas on each side of will be marked at the line. Okay. There must be a portion of the weenie left hanging on the string for the field official to measure. So you can't.
Oh, you know what? I wonder if they measure, like, it's almost like golf. Like, the smaller it is, the better the score. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But then, like, why do they spit it out? Because I feel like part of it's like you spit it on the ground. You're like, look at that shit. I did that.
Wait, did it say specific? Yeah, okay. I guess it did. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Nah, bro. I think if
you clean, if you clean the fork, like, one swallow, that's perfect score.
Yeah.
Like, there should be no penalty for
Glizzy
that.
Queen.
Yeah, Glizzy Queen. That's what I'm
or
looking
king.
For.
Or king.
No,
we are equal opportunity.
It has to be a girl.
That's so rude.
It is.
We should do the same thing, but like
for
dudes. Because I want to fucking. Yeah. Only dudes.
Yeah.
Only.
Get out.
I'm not. No girls allowed. Can you imagine?
You started this with equality and then went to no girls allowed, just the dudes.
Honey, where you see, like, she walks in, all the guys are like.
You said 8 o'clock, not 7:30. Oh my god.
You're gonna make me look so not cool in front of my friends. You guys are god. Like sucking off a bunch of leave. God, my wife is so embarrassing.
Sorry, boys. Sorry.
All right, so who's next?
All right. Get the mustard on it. Get the mustard.
Oh, who's we're next? Out of glizzies? God, guess we're going to have to use our own cocks.
Whoa. Okay. I think the last section of this is qualifying for the weenie bite. There may be a qualifying event.
Wait, you have to qualify for this?
There may be a qualifying for this
Please
event.
Please let it be age, like, if over the age of, I want to say 21. I don't want to see someone fresh out of high school trying that.
Yeah, you know, I believe it or not, that it probably happens. Like, you saw the video. Like, it looks like just, like, a grimy, just...
That looks like it was made in a town... Where, like,
this is the only thing that happens.
Only thing that happens. Small town. They probably, like, don't, like, they're like, oh, my 16-year-old's dating a 31-year-old. That's cool. Like,
yeah. I gave her the thumbs up, so we're good.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh, dude, he's a good guy.
Daughters are still property, right? Like, yeah. And.
So there can be a qualifying event. So this is like there might be like a qualifying event, not like what to qualify.
Restriction. I see.
Yeah. If the field official determines that the size of the field needs to be reduced for the finals, in case this does happen, the qualifications will be run under the same format as outlined above with other participants that get legal bite of the weenie advancing the finals.
So, like, what? They just make the run-up shorter? Like, what does that do? I don't
know. I think the qualifying event is just, like, there's two rounds. Like, yeah. First round, 10 people, like...
10 people go, see who gets it, and then, like...
Yeah, if there's, like, 30 people, like, top 10 bites get to go to the next sort of thing.
Dude, I, like, straight up, as much as we're joking around, I kind of want to do this.
I know.
It's, like...
Like, I could... I would have plenty of beers and get into this right away.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh dude, I'd be sucking off some weenies so fast.
Yeah. Yep.
Pause.
clearing them. Just not a trace left on the fork. And then at the end here is just a cute little just a diagram of the setup. How it's supposed to look.
This is perfect. We could do this. Like we could actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll do that at the new office.
Yeah. We'll do a little, and we'll have like little bikes or something. We'll stay to my pegs.
Peg?
So that is the weenie bite competition.
That, I love that. I am rock hard right now.
The last thing I'll say about it is the next Easy Rider Rodeo is in Fowlerville, Michigan.
So, like, across the pond?
Across the pond.
When?
1 hour away from where my girlfriend lives.
Yo.
August 18th to the 20th.
Zemi. Zemi. I know the next Sarbian Zemi do is going to be... Is going to be... 100%. I will drop everything I'm doing just to go to this. Like, straight up. This would be the funniest fucking thing of my entire life. I want to do it, please. Please. I'll drive. I don't give a fuck.
Please. You get one chance in every marriage to say, I need you to do this with me.
Sammy.
Will you?
Please guzzle this weenie with me.
Will you guzzle the weenie?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
He didn't even say yes or no. Rude.
I'm working through the logistics.
Okay.
We got to get a motorcycle.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even I know someone with a moped.
I don't know how to drive a motorcycle.
I feel like it's... Yeah, I've ridden a motorcycle before. I could do it.
I don't know how to ride one. And then one of us would need to wear a wig.
Oh, fuck. We're not girls. This is so... Fuck. Ah! I want to compete.
This is
yeah, I compete.
This is. I think, in a really fucked up scenario, this is what women have
Wait,
to feel like.
I got it. Oh, true.
Yeah,
that got serious. I'm sorry. I was gonna make this super degenerate. I got it.
You can go for it.
Me and my sister look exactly alike.
Okay.
What are they gonna do if I roll up with her ID, And I'm like,
black wig.
I don't even, like, what if I'm like, no, I'm a girl. Do you want to, like, that's see my thinking. Shit?
Yeah.
Like,
pull it out.
That's, you want me to whip this puthy out? Like,
yeah.
What? Small town Michigan? They're just going to be like, oh, yeah, we probably don't want to.
And then we don't, yeah, it could work.
I'll even if I have to throw on the wig, bro, I'll gobble that glizzy, bro. I'll fucking
just me like son, like fucking just fucking driving and slow-mo Sarby just
dude that that video. Here's the thing, bro. We get that shit, we make that happen. I want that video when I die, whenever it happens. My headstone is a TV display. And yep. It just has that video on loop.
Yeah, with like classical forever. Music.
Yes.
Dun, dun.
We're like, dun, 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 dun. That's me just like gobbling this glizzy. Just really like, and like, oh, that song like builds up to like a celebration type, like, as I'm like,
yeah,
like pulling away, like hands up, like yeah. With the part of the glizzy like hanging out of my mouth,
spitting it out. Just beating the chest,
just like, you know, how, like girls after like giving head, I'm like a yeah. Bunch of spit, just like spit, like fuck.
Dog, don't get in between me and a weenie.
Oh shit, dude, seriously, that would be so, we should, I wonder if we could like call them, be like, yo, okay, so here's the thing. Neither of us are girls, but like, yeah. We really want to do this. Are you really going to do this in 2023, please. Bro, like, yeah. I'll get the cancel culture police on you.
Yeah,
like,
I have 6 meme accounts. You don't want to fucking fuck with me.
Don't fuck with dyslexic daddy, okay?
I will end your easy ride rodeo so fast. No, but the opportunity's out there. We could definitely, they happen. They're,
it's a thing.
Midwest, so.
That's incredible. If we can't do it there, I think we should set up ourselves.
Yeah.
Just be like.
Yeah.
Oh, you stole that from us. Yeah, well, we allow dudes to do it.
We are equality-based. Girls can drive, guys can guzzle.
Or opposite.
Yeah.
Although I genuinely want to try to guzzle it, because that's just really objectively funny.
Yes.
Like,
that'd be a great, holy shit, that'd be a great, like a bachelorette kind of, or a bachelorette party kind of game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little too messy. Like, bachelorette parties are kind of like pretty,
but
you know?
Like bake dick cookies, like. You could kind of do that, maybe.
Yeah, but like, I'm guessing you get like really, you know, girls have like makeup on.
Yeah.
But still, I think you're on to something.
Or great darty game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I get one beer in me, I'm fucking.
Yeah. But what would we use to replace the motorcycle?
I think you could make like a cart that you just push.
Skateboard maybe or something.
Skateboard's not, you know, like, but I think like shopping cart.
Yeah. Shopping cart, shopping cart, shopping cart, shopping cart. Yes, that's what we can use.
Shopping cart, like, you just like give them like a little send it,
yeah,
and then they have to like, yeah, yeah. Dude, I totally see a possibility for this.
This could happen.
This is 100% doable.
Yeah, we could bring this to the 21st century.
100%. Coming to a Minneapolis parking lot near you. We're just in the parking lot of a
fucking
Target.
Costco. Just...
No, we have the permits.
No, we're good. We bought the hot dogs. We're fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you could just fucking. Wow, these guys ordered like 73 hot dogs.
What the fuck?
The fuck are they? Those are long,
there's a huge
dude.
Crowd outside. Fucking.
Oh, we talked about that on the first drop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good like callback.
Yeah.
Sign up for our Patreon.
Yeah.
Goddamn, guys.
Yeah, you'd be full circle if you were on the Patreon.
Oh, shit. Dude, I love that. That's a good find. That's a solid find. I love that. Do you have anything else?
No,
we're kind of cutting it close.
That was my podcast, everyone.
That was your podcast?
That was my potty. That was my dream potty. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm hard. Like, not even half chub. Just
maybe someone else's too.
Full frontal.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, I hope everyone listening is bricked as well.
Just a lot of words right out of my dick.
Yeah.
I mean, mouth.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Oh, no, you do it.
Thank you all for listening to this episode. feel free to check us out on Instagram. Feel free to follow us on TikTok. And give us a review anywhere. Any review of any kind is always welcome, positive or negative. If it's negative, I mean, just don't do it anywhere. But give us both. And then blow up the comments. Oh, my God. I love and hate reading the comments. So
throw some glizzies in the comments.
Yeah, throw some glizzies in the comments. Be ruthless. Not to me, but...
Bully Sarby.
Yeah.
But say nice things about Zemi.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one comment I was reading earlier where it was about the Prime video, and someone was like, holy shit, like, you said it's salty or sweet. Like, which one is it? Because we were, like, trying different drinks. And someone below commented, and it was so funny. They were like, wow, it's almost like things can be salty or sweet. And I was like, or like too sweet or not sweet enough. Like, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too sweet. This one's not sweet enough. And then he's like, oh my God, make up your mind. And someone just goes, it's almost like they could be both.
It's almost like they could have different
It's almost like flavors. Different flavors could be sweet and not sweet.
No, yeah. Like, I don't take comments. It was so funny.
It
anymore.
Was just like the funniest like clap. I was like, yeah, exactly. But anyways, do other things.
We'll have to work on this outro thing.
Yeah. Anyways, do all the things that help us. Most importantly, Patreon. Just go listen. You'll get a lot of the jokes. You'll get a lot more content, and you'll be happier with your life, guaranteed.
And less of $3.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be a little poorer.
But $3 well spent.
Yes. Yep. Better with us than financial advisor.
Better with us than meth.
Yes.
Which is what you're normally spending $3 on.
So. Correct. We'll see you next week.
You could argue that we are not better than meth.